This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. As we have discussed on this program, there's a lot of tension at the moment between the judicial and legislative branches of government. A number of conservative lawmakers have spoken out against what they see as judicial activism, and you might think the judges would be speaking out as well, but recent cases remind us that judges are not nearly as free to express their views as members of Congress are. Joining us is Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Emily Bazelon. Welcome, Emily.
Thanks very much.
Tell us first about what happened to Judge Guido Calabresi. He's the former dean of Yale Law School and now serving on the Second Circuit Court of Appeals based in New York. He got sort of an official scolding, right?
Right. Judge Calabresi was scolded by a panel of his colleagues for some ill-considered remarks he made last summer at a gathering of the American Constitutional Society. Judge Calabresi was speaking before the election, and he implied that he thought that Bush should lose that election in order to correct the way he'd come to power through the Bush versus Gore decision by the Supreme Court, which Judge Calabresi called an illegitimate rise to power. He was really trying to make a broader philosophical or theoretical point about but that sort of got lost in the shuffle.
And then we have the case of Florida Circuit Judge Douglas Baird. He was involved in the Terri Schiavo case. What was his problem? What was his trouble?
When Florida passed a law 2 years ago to allow Jeb Bush to keep Terri Schiavo alive with a feeding tube, Judge Baird was speaking about that law, and he said that the new Florida law was going to deprive Terri Schiavo of her constitutional right to privacy. Jeb Bush said that the judge had prejudged the case by making that comment, but a three-judge panel of the Second District Court of Appeal in Florida said that Baird's statements were not cause to remove him from Schiavo's case because he was merely speaking in a way that correctly reflected the law.
Now, until recently, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has refused to allow anybody to tape his speeches. He's come back a little bit on that, but remind us why Scalia's had good reason to be careful.
Well, Scalia is very outspoken when he speaks in public. And last spring, he recused himself, that he removed himself from the Pledge of Allegiance case. Michael Newdow, the plaintiff in that case, had asked Scalia to bow out because the justice had spoken about the lower court ruling that had come out in favor of Newdow. And the justice had said that it was a mistake for the lower court to exclude God from the public forums. And Newdow thought that that signaled that he'd made up his mind about the pledge case.
Well, look, if you're a judge and you really feel strongly about judicial activism and about your right to say something, wouldn't you want to take up this fight, let's say, in a speech someplace at a college commencement or something?
You could take up that fight in general terms. In other words, you could talk about the role that judges have traditionally had in our democracy and why it's important for them to feel free to make whatever decision they think the law requires. But what you can't do is comment about a case that's before you or an issue that could come before you. And the idea behind that rule is that when a judge speaks in court, it's clear what his position is. He's on the record, and the litigants in the case can challenge him. But when he speaks out of court, his remarks are not in the purview of the legal system, and so they're outside of the control of the legal system.
Opinion and analysis from Emily Bazelon, who writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.